Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, April Fool's Day. And I am not kidding you, but Kelsey's not here this morning. She's not feeling well. And I have a special guest co-host in the studio. She was here on the show yesterday. Leah Pelka, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy April Fool's.
Thank you. For those of you who missed the show yesterday, Leah was our guest. And she graciously offered to fill in for Kelsey this morning. So I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, we hope you feel better, Kelsey.
Yeah, definitely, Kelsey, feel better. She didn't seem good at all yesterday.
No, she definitely didn't feel like herself.
Yeah,
she
works herself to death. You know, I mean, she's got to slow down a little bit. I think working is good, but it can kill you if you do too much of it. No,
very true.
Nah, they say nobody ever died from working, so I don't know. Well, in a few minutes we also have a special guest in the studio, so it's going to be a crazy show this morning, guaranteed, and. So it'll be cool. So Leah, just to fill the listeners in a little bit, you moved here from
Alabama. I did.
How long ago?
3 years now.
3 years.
3 years, Sammy.
And you were in Birmingham, Alabama, right?
Birmingham, I was.
What was it like growing up there? I mean, was it like, did you feel you had a normal childhood?
I mean, I had a relatively normal childhood. I will say that there's like, you know, there are the positive sides and negative sides of the South, for sure. You know, Martin Luther King did call it the most racist city in the U.S.
Wow, really?
Birmingham was, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, I think that that's a heavy reason I moved.
Really?
Having two young children. Having two young children, they should be able to love whoever they want to love or do whatever they want to do and express themselves normally. I don't want them to feel repressed in any way, especially as females.
Right.
So as soon as I had them, I kind of got out of there. And it was important to me to make sure I raised two young ladies who grew up and had choices and felt like they had a voice and didn't feel like they had to get married at 20 and have a baby I did. You know, be anyone but your mama, babies. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's cool, you know. So you have two young daughters, right?
My baby boos, I do.
How old are they?
4 and 5 now.
Wow,
how cool
is that? It was good. I mean, you know, so you were obviously able to rise above all that bullshit back in the South and realize that this is not a healthy place for my kids.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many positive and beautiful things about it, but at the same time, you know, if you're not Christian and you're not conservative, you're not in the in crowd.
Really?
You're automatically, yeah, absolutely. Wow. So, and I wasn't either one of those things. Oops.
Yeah, so it was very homogeneous there, right? I mean, it's like...
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's one of those things where it's incestual, I like to call it in a way. Right. Not in the sense that we're thinking, but I'm saying like people will go to a small town school, they'll go to college, they'll come right back, have kids, and they will go nowhere else in life.
Wow, yeah.
And it's just like they stay in their bubble and they don't bother to look outside the world and take in other views and to broaden their horizons.
Right.
And I could never see myself doing something like that.
Really? Wow.
I mean, I kind of got half into it and was like, well, I got to quit.
Yeah.
You know, before it's too late.
Yeah, true. Well, what are you up to these days? What do you do?
Well, I'm on a radio show right now.
With, yes, you are.
Jared, Modern Male, and I'm really enjoying that. And I'm doing the one with Sam right now again. So I'm really enjoying that as a new horizon. I'm writing a lot. And then I've done some of the fine art modeling, which has been a lot of fun.
Cool. What'd you say? You write a lot?
I've been writing a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you write?
Right now, I've been writing chapters for a book that I really don't have a huge purpose for, but I feel like I, you know, have all this content and stuff, especially with dating and talking, that it's out there. And so it's like I have to get it out of my head and talk about it, especially with my own mistakes. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We have a phone call. So to humor our guest, I'm going to take a phone call right now. And good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Good morning.
Hi.
This is John Rodriguez.
John Rodriguez. Do we know John Rodriguez? I don't. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. Kathleen told me to call in, so I thought I would.
Oh, but Kathleen is not on the show yet, so you're going to have to wait a little bit. Okay,
well,
you're obviously not listening to the show, so maybe you should listen and call in. So we'll pick up
the honest truth.
Okay, well, we'll pick up the phone in a little bit if you call back, okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
I figured it had something to do with
That's
Kathleen.
Really cute. That's really cute.
Yeah, she's like, huh, who's that?
That's really cute. I like it.
Okay, well, we'll bring Kathleen in just a second. I just wanted to finish covering this. Okay. So, but what do you write about? I mean, what
so
is
right now
the book
it's been a lot about?
About
dating relationships, my own experiences with divorce, and kind of like women and dating and navigating the dating scene right now. It's been really tough, especially with new things thrown at us like Instagram and Tinder and all. I mean, it's really muddying the waters.
Yeah, yeah. Was it hard for you to date after divorcing and having two kids?
No, because I'm a conservative dater. So that's one thing I brought from the South. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I will not meet you on a social media site. Not happening. Doesn't go down to my DM. I met Ben. He was a contractor, you know, for my friend, and I met him that way, and we had a very organic relationship.
So it's not like you really went out dating or looking for anybody.
No,
it just sort of happened.
It happened. Yeah. I believe in that.
That's how usually relationships work, you know? It's like you just sort of run into somebody, you know?
My best friend.
They don't work when you make a laundry list, like on dating sites, you know?
Absolutely.
If you're saying, I want this, 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 and this, it doesn't happen,
right,
you know, because
right.
you're not going to find what you want.
And who's but, telling the truth these days?
Right,
you know?
And you don't know who the person is. All you right. know is a couple words on their profile, on their picture. It means nothing.
Right,
you know,
totally
so,
agree.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so now we know Leah, and we're going to bring in our guest, who's Kathleen. Tell me your last name again.
Valbuena.
Valbuena, that's right.
Exciting.
And I know that. Valbuena. Kathleen Valbuena. And you are from San Diego,
yes,
right?
Yes, Oceanside, San Diego.
Wow, that's a beautiful place to live.
Yes, it's in the boundary of Orange County in San Diego, so it's perfect.
Wow.
Right there in the middle.
How did you end up there? Did you grow up there?
No, I'm actually, you know, originally from the Philippines, and I moved in San Francisco and in San Jose. So I moved to San Diego since I got married. So I've been here for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
I was married for 13 years, but I'm divorced for like 2.5 years.
I see. So that so you met him in San Diego or something?
Yes.
Is that what
no,
happened?
I met him in San Jose.
Okay. And then you moved to San Diego.
Yeah, because we purchased a property in,
I see.
In
okay.
Oceanside. Yeah.
Cool. And then you decided, what, you like properties? No, because you're a real estate.
Yes, yes.
You're in real estate.
Actually, my dad motivated me to do real estate. I wanted to be a nurse. I was taking classes to be a registered nurse, labor and delivery.
Really?
I love babies. Yes, I do. Nice. So it's always a backup plan, so I can always go back to that.
Yeah, that's true. So if you were a nurse, you'd work only with babies?
Yes, or yeah. I can move to a different, you know, areas, but I prefer babies.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Actually, I was doing dialysis and I did phlebotomies. I just can't stand looking at blood, so I have to go with the
babies. That's a big problem
right.
with phlebotomy.
Yeah, I cannot stand. Yeah. Look, it's just like a.
I know, I have a similar problem. I can't look at shit. You know, so. So it's like I can understand cleaning a baby shit, but I can understand being that kind of a nurse. But the nurse that wants to clean all, you know, all the people's shit, oh, man, how can he do that? But I salute these people because somebody has to do it.
So true. I did mortuary, and they did both on
That's
me.
True,
so
huh?
they bled and pooped on me.
Oh, my God.
Y'all couldn't handle either or
Jesus
on that one.
Christ,
y'all were out.
Sorry,
Sam.
My God. Yeah, this reminds me of the movie I See Dead People.
Yeah, I literally did. It was
you
terrible.
You did, yeah. Fierce. Wow. So, Kathleen, thank you for joining us. You've been a friend of the station for a while. You come on Cameron Datsker's show.
That's right.
Fridays.
I love it. Yes, I
and,
do.
So tell us a little bit what it is you guys talk about there. You're like sort of his occasional co-host,
yes,
right?
Yes, I come every other Friday, and I love it. I bring, like, you know, talent.
Okay.
How
do you meet the talent if you're like in real estate? What kind of talent do you bring?
I meet them like a lot from parties over here, like galas and events. And a lot
like
of them actually
parties.
From Facebook too. They would contact me and they have so many talents I meet everywhere. So I
really?
Just invite them. A lot from parties, like birthday parties in Hollywood.
You go to birthday parties a lot.
A lot, yes.
Wow.
In Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's
she looks like
know.
A party girl, doesn't she?
Yeah, but in a good way. Like, I have to say, for the listeners,
yeah,
she's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Quite a cleavage, right?
I mean, I commented on it earlier. That was beautiful.
And no, I got to tell you, and she's got like an awesome body. I mean, we took a picture
Killer.
Together, just putting your arm around her. My God.
Sam's like, we don't need this picture, but can we take one real quick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to take a few pictures, Kathleen.
Oh, I don't like the lighting in here. It's all about the lighting, I'm telling you.
No, we're going out there, don't worry.
Outside, relax. I know people constantly complain about the lighting, so I think I'm going to invest in some lighting near the sign.
Exactly, yellow lighting.
Yeah, because what it does is it kind of makes the eyes dark because the light is right above you, so people look like raccoons sometimes.
So funny.
But I try to make it nice, but we still need to put more lights there, I think. And somebody said something smart. He says, look, you know how many pictures get taken in front of that sign? You know, you got to make it look better. And they said, okay.
Well, but the electrician, he'll do it for you.
If you go to my Facebook, there is no LA Talk Radio with me in it. Trust me.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
I'm not a reason for that.
No, I mean, millions
of
pictures out there. So, well, cool. We have Kathleen Valbuena in the studio, and she's a friend of the station. Invited herself to come on the show. No, I'm kidding. I invited her to come on the show. And so you do real estate. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been doing real estate for 6 years. I actually want to pitch 2 listings right now. Can I pitch it?
Sure. If I can afford it, tell me about it.
Yeah, I have one. It's coming up. It's off the market right now. I should put it in the market next week. It's a 1-story, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's built 1985, 1260 square footage for 440 to 450. It's in Oceanside. 4567 Big Sur in Oceanside.
How much does it cost?
440 to 450.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's really funny because I feel like she just told like my dating thing. She's like 3 to 5 was like my kid.
Yeah, right?
And it's like built in 85 and like, me too. I'm like, that could be my dating profile. Like three of us are coming, me and my kids. Perfect. I like it. I'm digging it.
That's pretty cool. How many bedrooms again?
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
3-bedroom. I mean, how can you get something like that?
It's very affordable.
Moving to Oceanside.
Is it? I mean, 85. It's pretty
1985,
new.
1985.
Yes. Right. That's pretty new. I mean, what 40
and
years?
It's 1 story.
Years.
Nice.
They go really fast.
Yeah.
Because my other one, I sold within a week. It's a 1-story.
Really? Wow. I would buy it in a second if I lived in that area, but right. I need to be down here.
Is that typical price range out there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice.
It's very affordable.
And that's in Del Mar, did you say?
Oceanside.
Is that in Del Mar?
It's in Oceanside.
Oceanside. Oceanside.
Oh, no, Del Mar's a little bit pricey.
Yeah, that's right.
We're looking
I was
at in
wondering.
The millions. Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. So, okay, so Oceanside is not as luxurious.
Yeah, it's north of San Diego.
Okay.
It's the boundary.
Okay.
But I like it there. I've lived here for 13 years in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's Oceanside.
So, I mean, real estate obviously is a lot more expensive here in LA, right?
Much more, yes.
So, is it easier for you to sell down there? Do you
yes,
think because
yes,
it's cheaper?
Yes. Usually when I try to do sell properties in Orange County, I partner with another realtor who's expertise in the area.
Okay.
I prefer someone who's a specialist in the area.
Right, yeah.
So I have another one I want to pitch.
Okay.
5100 TL Way, Oceanside. 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a huge loft, 2-story, 528, built in 2003. 2394 square footage.
Oh,
that was a really good memory. I was like, off the cuff. She had that nailed.
I know. She
practiced that in the mirror. She did that in the mirror a couple times. I'll see you. Yeah.
No.
I'll see you.
I bet you she could recite the Bible. No problem.
Right.
Wow. Very cool. So, so you grew up in the Philippines,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. I came here when I was 12.
12?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I speak the language fluently. I still remember everything, yes.
Very nice. Wow. Did you teach your children that as well?
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old. He just knows little baby words.
Oh, okay, cool.
He knew when he was a baby, but I wish he knew Tagalog, but no.
Yeah. So you speak it fluently because you grew up in that language,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah. How do you say, like, I want you inside of me or something?
Oh, my God.
No, you don't have to tell us.
Add a comma at the end of it. No big deal. Very casual.
It's okay. I don't plan on picking up a Filipino that way.
It's okay. We can try it, though. Give it a
yeah,
shot.
Exactly.
Is that very different, though? Was it vastly different growing up there and then having your son here and watching him grow up?
Yes. I want him to come and visit. We need to go back and visit because I have cousins in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What about your parents moved here, right? Because
you moved with them. Yes.
Where do they live now?
My mom lives in San Francisco. My dad lives in Concord.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are kind of all over the place, right?
Yes, because my parents were divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I know. And how old were you when they were divorced?
5.
5?
Yes, I was 5 when they did divorce.
Okay, wait a minute. So, but they both came together
yes.
with you?
No, we stayed in the Philippines where they moved down here.
Okay.
So, but my mom... took us
wait
know.
We you mean the kids
I have two brothers.
Right. Yes. So the three of you stayed back in the Philippines. Yes. Your parents moved here.
Yes.
Where did they leave you back there? With your aunts and stuff?
I was raised by a nanny and my grandparents.
Now, why did they leave and come here and leave you behind?
I have no idea. I think it was my dad's idea.
Are you serious?
Yes, I know.
I mean, what do you mean you have no idea? You never figured it out?
You kind of figure it out why my mom wanted us to come here, but my dad said it's not time yet. Because of the other woman, that's why.
Why?
That's why we got divorced, because they came when I was five, and my parents divorced when I was five.
Right.
So my dad had it all planned out, I guess.
I guess he did, didn't he?
Very sneaky, that's right. They worked together, me and my stepmom.
Yeah.
Him and my stepmom.
Now, and then at what point did they bring you here?
When I was 12.
Right.
My mom did.
Your mom did?
Yes.
And they had been divorced already and everything for a while.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting childhood, huh?
No. That's a lot. Yeah, that was pretty deep.
People can write a book about my life.
Is he still with the woman?
Write a book about your
life. Is he still with the woman he...
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. Still with, so at least he was consistent.
Yeah, like, I have a half-brother and half-sister.
Oh, wow.
So there's five of us.
Not like the same age, do you?
No.
Okay, I was like, that would be too crazy. He's real busy.
Very close, though. My brother, Cyrus, very close.
Oh, yeah. Nice name.
Is he here, too?
They're all up north.
Oh, really?
I'm the only one south.
So, but none of them are still back in the Philippines?
No, we're all over here.
Yeah. Wow.
We all came here when I was 12.
Yeah.
I think it's 87? 87. I came here, I think 87, yes.
Wow.
Is it 87 or 93?
How can it be? You look like you're 25 years old.
I have a 12-year-old. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's like, I have a 12-year-old? No, you don't.
Oh, you're so sweet. And she's gorgeous, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I know. I'm like really blessed. That's why I couldn't wait to get up this morning.
Two
feet
in the pod.
That's very cool. Yeah, there you go. Who doesn't want to work with beautiful women around them,
so
right?
Sweet.
There you go. And you guys are nice, too. That's the point.
Yes.
It's not about looks, you know. It's really about... I think the outer beauty reflects the inner beauty.
Exactly.
Thing, you know? And that's why what I don't understand is the very beautiful women that always talk about, like models and stuff, like really, you know, gorgeous models. And they'll go, oh, it's not about the outer beauty. It's about the inner beauty. It's like, give me a fucking break. You made your career on your outer beauty.
It's a combo, lady. Quit playing.
Yeah, like, you know? Yeah.
I don't date ugly men either. I get you.
Yeah.
Because they said looks, you know, fades, so.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way.
But, yeah, but that's the thing, though, is that I think if you stay beautiful inside, you'll stay beautiful outside.
Exactly.
I really think so.
And I think it all shows in your face, too.
Yeah,
if you live a happy, healthy life.
The face reflects the soul, you know, the personality, the person, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and, yeah, but... You know, you never know. I mean, but then what people do with their looks and their body, that's a whole different ball game, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole different show altogether. Yeah. You know, I wanted to bring this up because it's like a headline that Tesla revealed its new 35,000.
I don't like it.
You don't?
I didn't like it.
There's one in a garage down there. Who is
no, but that's the S one. I'm talking about the brand new one. It's going to be an
Sam's
affordable
like, that's
one.
That's the old Tesla.
Yeah, that's the old one.
Did you see how fast he was like, that's
I know,
the old
you know,
one.
No, but that's the expensive one. That's the 80-some thousand dollar one.
I didn't like it.
But the new one is $35,000.
Only?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So everybody, it's for the masses. So you know, in LA, I mean, the $80,000 ones, you see them like all over the place.
Yes.
And so you know, this one is going to be all over LA.
They had a pre-standing line for people pre-ordering them. Was
yes.
that correct? And it was like wrapping around
$1,500.
Like, yes.
And there's 115,000 people that already pre-ordered this without having seen what the car looks like.
I'm
only
sure they Googled it online.
Yeah. Right. They'll probably buy them and sell them, too. Who knows, you know?
That's smart.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You know, I always said, you know, in order for an electric car to make it, it has to look cool. It has to feel cool.
Because the Prius was
lame. Oh, yeah. Look at the friggin' Prius. I mean, come on.
It was lame.
Yeah. You can't get me to drive one for free.
Right.
For crying out loud. It's such a piece of shit car.
You know? I'm with you.
Yeah. So, Kathleen... So you're are you a single mother or did you remarry?
Yes, I'm a single mom.
You're a single mom.
Yes. You go, girl.
And what's that like? I mean, is it?
Oh,
like,
I love it.
You love it.
Yes, I love it.
You love having a child. Would you have more? I mean, if the right man came along, or
I don't know.
No,
I'm kind of retired.
You're retired from that.
That's the no face with the answer. Yeah. Like her face is saying no, hardcore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I was a stay-at-home mom for 5 years when my, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's really good.
It's truly a rewarding job being a mom. It's the hardest job, but the best job, being a single mom.
It really is.
I mean, I wasn't a single mom, but, you know, I wasn't single yet. But
right.
I was a stay-at-home mom. It was the best job.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great.
Very cool. And then you realized you had to take care of yourself after 5 years of not having worked, right? So what was that like? I mean, you know, suddenly you're faced with having to do your own not only to do what you normally do for you and your kid, but now to have to go out and work.
I kept myself busy when I was a stay-at-home mom. I actually homeschooled my baby. I did hook and phonics when he was 2.5, hook and phonics math when he was 3. He knew all his states and capitals and 43 precedents in order. He asked what he was
good
able to
you.
Do a grade. He went
good
to first grade at 5 years old.
That's great. Good for you. Yeah. That's amazing. That's great. That's a testament. And then, too, I'm sure he was really proud to be like, you know.
Yes, he's the youngest one in his class, and thank God, not the shortest one.
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah, very cool.
I keep myself busy. I do.
Yeah. So you go out to parties, like you said, a lot, right?
Not very often. Only on special occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a party girl. People think I am, but I'm not.
So you work a lot? Do you work a lot?
Yes, yes. I keep myself busy.
Because
I'm all booked for April. Yes.
What do you mean booked? To do what?
Yeah, you know, I do modeling part-time, and I'm doing, like, hopefully the TV hosting by May.
Great. What's a TV hosting?
It's for it's a reality TV show.
Yeah, and you're gonna host it?
Yes.
Like interview people? Or
yes,
what?
Yes. Like travel the world 4 times a week.
Wow.
Nice.
You're gonna actually travel the world?
That's what right. I'm pretty sure. Around the U.S. Yes. I'm hoping I get it. So we're supposed to sign a contract, and it is end of April. So we'll see.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well,
that will change my life. Trust
me.
Yeah,
I can. I bet it would, yeah.
Then you're like really Carmen Sandiego because you're like traveling the world and you're everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to open up more doors for me.
Very good.
In my modeling, trust me on that.
Right.
And acting.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
So when did you become involved in modeling?
When I was 15.
Really? Early on?
Yes.
So you realized, hey, I have what it takes. Now, did your mother direct you in that way? Or
did I do fashion shows at the mall, Serramonte Mall in San Francisco.
Cute.
Little fashion shows, I get to keep the clothing, like Express and, you know, Macy's. And then Fiesta Filipiniana for my culture.
Uh-huh.
So I did a lot of runways and just, you know, promo modeling.
Yeah.
I love it. And actually, I paused when I was married, so I stopped modeling. And so when I got divorced, I went back to it.
Yeah.
Because my ex-husband didn't want me doing it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys wouldn't feel, would be like blown away. I mean, you've got like the body of a 25-year-old.
Oh, thank
18-year-old. And she had
kids. One, too.
And you had a kid and everything. And wow, that's very cool. So, I mean, there's probably a lot of demand for women your age, right, in modeling and stuff, because most women say, oh, you know, once you pass 25, you can't be a model anymore. But obviously, that's not the case.
No. I think it's the look. The look, you have that certain look, because people say, I have that exotic look, so
right.
I get a job easily.
Mm.
And, you know, they love my personality and my energy.
Right.
They're drawn to that energy in that personality.
Right.
So. I can see that. You're really bubbly and you're really sweet. Like, even
talking
to her. Yeah, even in talking to you prior to, you were just so nice and so easy to talk to.
Yes.
I can see people really, you being so likable. I get that.
Yeah, I let people be comfortable around me easily. That's what
right.
I say.
Yeah.
I'm very friendly.
Well, yeah, you are. Everybody probably thinks, yeah, take me home. You know?
I was her dress with the cleavage. Very friendly. Right.
I can
friendly.
Imagine a lot of men had broken hearts over her thinking that,
I can see
oh,
that.
She's friendly.
I have a lot of admirers.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. My God.
Is John Rodriguez one that was
He's a lender, actually.
Shout
He's in Orange
John.
County.
Yeah.
Nice. He never called back.
That's okay.
You told him I wasn't here.
No, I told him you were here. I told him it was too soon.
You were indisposed at the moment.
Yeah. No, he had to listen to the show first. You don't call in without listening.
Yeah, I know.
What is this?
What's your question, caller, right. Since you're listening?
You see, that's why I don't take calls, because people call, they don't even know what you're talking about. They take the conversation in a whole different direction, and you go, what the hell is this? You know, this is my show. So that's why I don't take callers. I've got 8 years of experience. I know better.
Oh, you've been doing radio for 8 years?
8 years the station has existed, yeah. We celebrated in February.
You
8 years.
Girl. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm planning a party, and we'll obviously invite you, like friends of the stations too, of the station, not just hosts and stuff. So you guys will be invited. I don't know. I'm hoping to do it maybe in, April or May.
We got to do April.
Because my birthday is in May, and we could be celebrating a lot of things. Why April?
Because you never know.
Because if she signs a contract,
I might
May,
be busy on May.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I want to make sure I'll make it.
Okay, well, we'll send you a private plane to come.
Sounds good.
We'll send you a new Tesla to come get you.
I'll be here 3 times in a week.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Kathleen Valbuena. She's a realtor from San Diego.
Yes, yes.
And did you say Del Mar, though?
No, Oceanside, San Diego.
Oceanside. Why do I keep thinking Del Mar?
I don't know. I'm like, what is his thing with Del Mar?
I know.
I'm doing the promo modeling for Del Mar Fairgrounds tomorrow. For the car show.
So people can see you there
tomorrow. Yes, of course.
So promote it. What is it?
It's a car show.
It's a car show.
I don't know exactly
In
Pomona? It's in Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Del Mar Fairgrounds.
You finally got the one time where you can say Del Mar, you say Pomona? Like, where
you say Fairgrounds. I'm thinking the Pomona Fairgrounds. It's
Del Mar
only Fairgrounds I know.
What about the Comic-Con thing? I'm interested.
Yes, I'm doing that for a calendar for I'm going to be Princess Leia.
That's so dope.
Uh-huh.
Very
cool. I have a photo shoot on the 11th, but it's in San Diego.
Very cool. I'm excited to see that. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I love Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So have you been?
I've never been, but I watched
The Big Bang
Theory. My
daughter goes all the time, but I've never been. Mm-hmm. They seem very cool, you know?
They're very serious. Yeah. Like, that is an event. I watched The Big Bang Theory on it, and it was serious business on that show. Like, so clearly people who go are, like, very vehemently, like...
They're very into it.
Yeah, it's like a subculture, I feel like, that's very, like, they're into it. You have to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, and there's a lot of geeks that are into that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It's mostly geeks. Yeah.
It is.
All about comics.
Right. Comics. So, do you like comics, or is it just, it's not?
Are you into any of it, like Superman or anything?
Yes, I love Superman.
There you
my
go.
Favorite
That's
superhero.
Really?
Oh, hey, nailed it.
Did you see the new movie?
Not yet.
Yeah, well, it's a very hot Superman, too. You want to see that.
You guys seen it, the movie?
I saw the girl who plays Wonder Woman, and she is gorgeous.
Oh,
is
she from Israeli Fast Furious?
She's but she is like stunning.
Was she in Fast? No, I don't think she's.
I don't know.
Fast.
I don't know what she's in. But she's beautiful.
My little boy told me she's from the Fast and the. Fast Seven or Fast Furious.
I think that he may have her confused with because she looks like that girl.
Oh, okay.
She looks very much similar to her, that really pretty natural looking one. Mm-hmm. But somebody brought it to my attention yesterday, and we were talking about it. But I looked her up, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah, her name is Gal Gadot, and she's an Israeli. She actually was Miss Israel.
She's beautiful.
And, and I guess that obviously helps when you're so beautiful and you Miss Israel, and you want to pursue an acting career.
Nailed
obviously,
it.
She got it, but they say she's pretty good. So who knows?
I haven't seen it.
Tell you?
Yeah.
But Israeli women are gorgeous too. I mean,
absolutely.
Definitely,
yes. I met a couple.
Yeah.
I always look on Instagram. They're the prettiest women on Instagram, like with their makeup and stuff. It's always on fleek. I'm like, what is going on in
Israel? Sometimes you see them in the army with their guns and stuff, and it's sexy, you know? But
tomboy looks sexy, right?
I mean, they have magazines, guns, and girls.
Camouflage
with
perfect eyebrows.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine people getting magazines, girls, and guns and stuff?
Yes, because I'm from Alabama. I have no problem. That. Like, that's very easy for me to imagine.
I mean, there's a magazine called Girls and Corpses and stuff.
I have. And there's the women of mortuaries too, that they do a calendar of like them posing on hearses, because I got proposed to do, and I'm like, I'm good.
Really?
That's creepy. Yeah, I'm good.
It's very funny, but Gal Gadot is gonna be. I mean, she's gonna get her own movie now as Wonder Woman. And imagine that, coming.
And I heard her acting was amazing as well. So
really?
Not only was she's obviously super talented and can rock the looks, but she also has like a lot of talents. So
yeah,
she got it and did well.
It's only good reviews I've heard, so I'm gonna have to see that and check it out.
He just texted me. He said you weren't there.
John, let it go. If you're listening, let it go.
Yeah, let it
I
go.
I said hello, April Fools.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
I forgot it's not
exactly.
April
Instead
Fools.
Of, I know everybody wants to say something. Instead of talking, John, listen to Kathleen.
Write an email if you want
to
come on the
say.
Show. Yeah.
So you work with Keller Williams Realty,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How long have you been with them?
Oh, not many. Just a couple since December. Oh. Really? Not long. I just transferred from Remax.
Oh, really?
I worked from Century 21 to Remax, now Keller Williams.
Really? And yes. Do you like Keller Williams more now? I mean, is it like, do you feel like you move forward?
I think Keller Williams is it's a good company for brand new agents because they offer great training.
Right.
But I prefer Remax.
But you're not brand new.
No, I'm not brand new.
So why did you stay with Remax?
Well, how come I didn't stay with Remax?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be more a challenge for me, for Keller Williams.
Okay, but it turned out
they also give leads, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I kind of lost two listings transferring there, though.
Yeah. So tell me something. Does that keep you pretty busy? I mean, I know brokers are pretty busy, right?
Yes. Yes. A lot of my listings right now, I have four in escrow, and I have two. You know, I'm trying to get a buyer for it. I'm a little upset because one of my appraisal came in a bit low. One of the homes I'm selling.
Oh,
too low, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So it might go back in the market.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. No bueno. Yeah. Like, her face is telling me that she's really upset about it.
You guys can see her face. Her face is like, I'm not happy.
I know. Like when I show properties and I say, Callie, you think it's a good area? And I can't discriminate. It's like, let's just say I wouldn't put my mother in it, in this area, depending on your relationship.
You're a good agent then. She's a good agent then. Because most agents like, look, I'm trying to get a sale. But she's honest. Like, let that be the word on the street.
And you know, also, you know, because I used to be a preschool teacher. So I always say, what letter grade would you give it when I would show property?
Right.
It's like, what's up with you? And because I used to be a preschool teacher, so it's like, what letter grade would you give the property?
That's really cute, though. That's cute that you like children and everything else, and you have all these. Like, that's really cute. I think that's precious.
Yeah.
I love kids.
Do you find time to date? Are you dating?
Yes. But I don't discuss my my love life.
Yes, you do.
I'm very personal.
I'm just telling you do.
Whoever you are, she's ashamed of you.
No, listen. I mean, look, we could spend the next 15 minutes quietly in here, not saying a thing.
Yeah, you don't have to give any
names. I'm very, very
private
about my love life.
Okay, but let me ask you this. We don't have to be specific, but I mean, obviously, probably many men hit on you and stuff.
Yes.
How do you decide which one you're going to date? Based on what? I mean, how does someone win your heart?
I love men that are very well established.
Uh-huh.
They have a good career.
So you're not going to go with someone at McDonald's or something that works at McDonald's?
Unless he's the manager.
Yeah, well, still. I don't know how accomplished that is, but okay. So you like him accomplished. Do looks matter to you?
Somewhat, yes. They have to be good looking, of course.
They have to be good looking because,
right? You guys agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. I would think, like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Who,
I mean, like,
who doesn't want to be with a beautiful person? You know,
right?
I mean,
exactly.
You know, I mean, I think we're programmed to appreciate beauty. You know, and in women specifically, in always in every generation. You know,
absolutely.
So yeah, so I can see that. You know?
I would agree with that. I think that's super important. I mean, you know, like personality and everything else in career, you have to have like the socioeconomical measurements as well, and you want to be as successful as you are, but they have to at least look decent. You said, if I'm sitting across from you, I want to be like, look, you're kind of cute, not like, you know what I mean, not like,
right,
ugh.
Right. but I mean, but you don't, do you necessarily go for the model types and stuff? I mean,
go out with a model type and no, not really. But everybody I meet in LA, they're like either models
they're
or actors.
Like that?
They're all models and actors, I swear.
Wow. Well, so are you.
But in San Diego, it's engineers and doctors and chiropractors. And my God.
Yeah.
Totally different.
But this is totally. Yeah, but this is what this town is about, you know?
I know. Hollywood. What is that? Yeah.
Exactly. That's where the beautiful people go.
Yes. I can't complain. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody that I'm interviewing, it's all from LA. Like, I'm bringing in for the show for Cameron's show.
Okay.
All mostly from LA.
Yeah.
But your preference is someone who's a professional, not someone who is like looking to, you know, pursue.
And also with a good heart, too.
I see.
And great personality.
I see. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But the first thing you obviously always check out is the looks, right? Leah, I mean, do you look
at
looks first?
And personality.
Right.
I mean,
but
I
don't know the personality at first. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
You
the
don't
looks,
even
of
know
course.
It in
yeah, we
got to
go for the looks
minutes.
First. Yes.
You don't even know it in 5-10 minutes because people are like at their best when you just meet them, you know?
Yeah,
you don't
we
know
talk
shit
about
them.
It's called meeting the representative, is what I call it. You meet the person that they like to be in their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then like 8 months later, you find out who they really are.
And I don't do dating sites.
Yeah.
I'm not on any
They don't work,
site.
Huh?
No, it's not. A lot of my girlfriends actually do it. They even tell me, Kathleen, everybody's in except you. I was like, I know, because I don't need it. Wherever I go, I meet men. men all the time.
Yeah.
I have no problem
exactly. with that. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I think that, that makes her secure. You're very secure. You can tell that you're I don't need to put like fishing hooks out there. I'm good. I have plenty of bait.
No, and you don't need to go chasing men. They'll come chasing you.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And they'll find you and let them offer you everything. And the more you can get in return, the better, right? The more Porsches you can drive. And the bigger house you can get, the better, right?
You can get the 80,000 Tesla.
I paid my own Porsche.
You paid for your own Porsche.
Right.
Why wouldn't
I? I bought it brand new in 2013.
There you go. You see, why wouldn't you? You know, you seem like you're independent and everything. You don't need a man to buy a car.
Yes, and I bought my home on my own. Actually, my ex-husband helped me. You know, we did half for a down payment, 20%.
Right.
So
he should have given you that and a child. Absolutely. I'm an advocate. Like, when you're my ex,
if I do sell my house, I give half to my ex-husband. It's only fair because we were together. He was paying the mortgage.
That's true, yeah.
I'm a good ex-wife. I'm telling
you.
You really are. Yeah, you really
I'm not
are.
Money hungry, you know.
Right.
I believe in karma. What goes around comes around. So I treat people with a lot of respect.
Great.
I like that. I do.
And is he involved with his son?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he likes him.
Yeah.
He loves him.
He likes him.
He loves him.
He's aight.
It's his clone. I gave him a clone.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Oh, wow. So you said your son is how old again? 12?
He's 12.
12,
yes.
Okay. So
he's going to start 8th grade. It's August.
Wow. Oh, so middle
school. That's what I know. He's starting high school next year.
High school soon.
Is he in the girls yet?
Yes, he has
a girl. Oh, that's so cute.
Too wild.
The girlfriend
went from 12 to 21. He's very mature for his age.
Yeah.
That's
is he
good,
protective
though.
Of
he's so
you?
Funny.
I mean,
yeah,
when you
goes,
bring a man
Mom,
home or something?
And he's so funny. Mom, before you post any pictures, I have to approve of it.
Yeah, right?
That's really cute. That's so cute.
He doesn't like my bikini pictures.
That's so cute.
Can you imagine having a mom like her and you go to school?
He's my little bodyguard. He goes, Mom, we were at the store and that guy was staring at your ass. I was like, I gave him a dirty look and he looked away.
That's right, your little protector.
I know he scares all the men away. I'm telling you.
I'm
he's
sure.
my little bodyguard. That's
I
good.
Know. That's
good though.
Thing.
If a weak man comes at you, he's like, no, with your weak sauce.
Yeah,
he's my little bodyguard. Seriously.
Yeah, he's
and then he does karate too. He's a brown belt right now.
Really?
Good for him. Yeah. That's advanced.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah,
that's
well,
good.
So he's well, like your condom. I mean, he's keeping you from it. Danger.
I love it.
You have a boy, right?
I have two girls.
Oh, you need a boy.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I love having my girls. They're so sweet and so cool. And so, like, my girls are, they're kind of like me. They're a little bit more tomboy. So they're kind of like, they have that masculine energy a little bit. So I feel like my girls are like, what? You the girl mama? And like, I feel like I have that already.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good
to have a boy. To keep the name.
The last name that we had before, we definitely don't want to spread that around. But, you know, well, maybe Pelka would be a great one. Yeah, Pelka would be dope.
Very interesting. Well, for the millionth time today. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Kathleen Valbuena, and she's our guest this morning. We have a few more minutes. How can people find you? If they want to find
Facebook
you.
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. You also have a real estate website, right?
Yes, KathleenValbuena.com.
Okay. And
I like the way she says
much,
her name.
Yeah.
Valbuena.com. Good, right? It's a good Valbuena.
Is it your married name? Or
yes, my married name.
Your married name.
Yes.
Okay. So, So you've had this name for a while and you decided to retain it. Why? So you'll have the same name with your son.
State, everybody knows me as Valbuena.
So you just retained it.
And I love it. I like it.
And it makes it easier with your son too, right? He doesn't have to explain why he has a different last name.
I know.
That's true. That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Valbuena is different.
Yeah. I know.
It is different. It's nice.
It's like
exotic.
My first wife, obviously she had a maiden name. And then she had my last name, and now she has her new husband's last name. And it's like, then who are you? You know, just stay with one friggin' name, you know?
I like that, though. I'm kind of like that, too. Like, I'll change myself a number. I'll change my name. Like, if I don't want to talk to you, I will evade. And that's how I do it. I camouflage that way. So I'm with it. I'm with changing it on that front. Absolutely.
Yeah. But it kind of sucks when your parents and you have different last names, you know? So I don't know. But that's the reality. I mean, today, 50% of families are broken, right?
Yeah.
Or let's say divorced. But I call it broken because it is, you know?
It's more than 50%.
More than 50%.
I heard it's 90% in L.A.
I can see
what,
that.
What, families? Divorced families?
Yes, in LA, 90%. That's what I heard. Can you Google it?
I feel like it's got to be up there, though, because yeah, I mean, you think about all the celebrities with children.
Yes.
Some of them don't even get married. They just procreate.
Yes.
Good for you
it's
guys.
It's got to be 75%, I know that for sure. I'll bet on it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's more than
so not many people stay together. Yeah. Do you think it's because it's easier that, you know, I mean, as far as society, we've accepted divorces. It's okay. It's an okay answer, okay solution, and people look for an easy way out. I mean, how do you feel about it? Or do you think it's just because...
I feel like people grow apart. I feel like you grow into a different person, and when you married, like my situation was, I married too young, and then when I was raised and I grew up and became more mature, I was like, I am so different, and I can't stand
right.
you.
Right.
So
right.
you're out.
Right.
So I think that was my case. What about you?
I think it's infidelity.
Oh well, really? Then there's that.
A lot. That's what I hear from a lot of people.
Okay, was that the reason for your divorce?
No. My ex husband was married to his job. So.
Oh, I see. Okay,
so it's still infidelity, just a different way.
I know.
He had a mistress.
But
my
who would cheat on
my
you,
friend?
Kathleen?
I know.
What? I mean, who would cheat on you?
I know.
You don't get much better than that, right?
I know.
Yeah. So
that's good. You made him regret it. I like that. That's good. He wishes to have me.
I know, but yeah. Chemistry is gone. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, so he let go.
It's not like I didn't warn.
People will say throughout the sour milk.
Yeah.
You know, like
I gave him 2 years.
Yeah,
let him know.
That's the thing. It doesn't happen overnight.
2 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, Sam.
Miserable for 2 years. Wow. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you finally have to get out, you know. And that's why I say, you know, maybe a lot of people are divorced, but I'm glad we have that option, you know. Our parents, grandparents, before them, they wouldn't get divorced. They'd stick together, totally shitty lives. They had shorter lives at that mm-hmm. time, too, you know. So.
That's why I think a lot of people stay because of the kids.
Right.
I can understand. I know a lot of people are very unhappy.
Right.
Because, you know.
Staying together for the kids.
For the kids.
Right.
Especially if you have two or more kids.
I agree with that 110%. Yes. I have a really good friend in that situation right now. Yeah. She vehemently hates her husband.
Yep.
And she stays because she's like, I'm stuck. And I'm stuck because, you know, his mom's going to die. And it's like, he's going to get property. So then I have to, you know, think about my assets. It's like, it's crazy. I'm like, damn, it's like Monopoly over here. Y'all playing games.
Yeah. And a lot of people marry for wrong reason, too.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Like me, for example. My first marriage was, I just, I felt under pressure. I was only like 26, 27, but I felt pressure to get married. And what happened was, no, not necessarily, but the families got along very well, you know. And my parents were kind of like giving hints and stuff. So I thought, you know what, maybe it's time, and she's Jewish too. What's the chance I'll find another one that my parents will accept and all that, you know. So I just went along with it, you know. Two beautiful kids and everything, of course. I don't regret it. But the thing is that after we had divorced, a few years later, we got back together for another 3 years.
Oh, wow.
But God knows it's not because I loved her or anything.
Because
I wanted to be with the kids.
I did that with my
Yeah,
husband.
I think everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
And we did. Maybe, but I didn't love her. You know, that's
the thing.
As long
as you still have feelings and you love
her.
But
I didn't. I just wanted to do it because I wanted to be back with the kids.
Oh, you did it for the kids. See?
For me,
exactly.
No, for me, but
yes,
to be with the kids.
Exactly, of course. Yeah. You
it's not because I wanted to be with her. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, it's not going to last very long. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And I was miserable.
But you still have a good relationship with your kids.
Very.
That's good.
We're very close. No, I mean, I was there from day one, you know, and I'm very close with them. Of course, they're in their 20s now, early 20s to mid 20s. So I don't see them as much, but the connection is strong. It always has been. Very important to me. I mean, I love kids. You know, if someone came to me right now and I met a young woman that still wants to have kids and stuff, I would, no problem. I would.
Really?
I really would.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 24 and
21. Wow, they're all grown up.
Yeah.
Are they successful too?
They're still starting out their lives.
So you just finished college?
Yeah. My son's still in college. My daughter just finished college, and she's trying to figure out what she wants to do with herself. Incidentally, we were talking about comic books and stuff, and she wants to get into the comic book business.
Really?
But I told her, I said, well, you got to come up with something. So when you go, they'll ask you, okay, well, what can you do? What have you done? I told her, I said, you got to create characters. Mm-hmm. If you're a writer and not an artist, you got to find an artist to present it. And do it together, you know.
So she in the writing side of it instead of the illustration?
Yeah, nice. That's what she, and that's to create cool. characters and stuff. So she finally started being able to focus She got some ADD medication.
I was like, Adderall? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what she got. And she says, you know what, Dad? She says, the past few days I've really been able to focus. And that's funny because when she was a kid, she was put on Ritalin and stuff. And I don't know, somehow all these years, nobody
ever... to fill a prescription.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody really knew that she had this problem.
Poor girl.
You know, because she's got so many other... ailments and stuff. I feel so bad for her. It's almost like she picked up everything from the bad genetics on both sides of the family.
Poor girl.
Kind of thing.
No.
You know, she gets everything in the book, you know. I mean, she had to have her her tubing taken out and everything, you know, because she had, what they call it, I forgot what she had. But yeah, that sucks, you know. But what are you going to do? And she's 24,
adopt,
you know.
Adopt, I mean, you'll be fine.
No, yeah, exactly. She's but she's not into kids. She says, I'm not.
That's even better then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she's like, bad habit, have my tubes.
Right. But, you know, I mean, to go through the, and mentally and stuff, you know, depression and then bipolar and OCD and shit. I mean, she seems to have everything. Yeah. And I feel so bad for her. So, you know, but yeah. So it's been kind of a slow going for her to get on her feet. But I told you, I said, nobody understands you better than I do. Because I've gone through a lot of shit too.
Right.
And I said, if anybody can get you on your feet, it's me. And it's looking like it is going to be that way. I'm helping her get a job now.
Thank
and
God
everything.
You're there.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her. Good. I mean, it's funny because every time I look at my kids' pictures, I get tears in my eyes and stuff. You know, because I loved when they were little kids. I loved having kids.
Right.
You know, of course I still do, but it's different. Today they're like like big donkeys, you know?
Yeah.
They used to be small donkeys.
Little burros.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap up, Kathleen. How can people find you?
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay,
Kathleen Valbuena.
Okay, so.
The name, the way she says it.
Valbuena.
Kathleen Valbuena. Yeah.
There you go. You need to do voice
acting,
too. Yeah.
Voice acting.
Yeah.
Actually,
you were born
I'm
to
doing,
seduce,
gonna,
right? That's what it is. You were born to seduce people. I mean, look, but that's the thing is, women don't understand what happens to men when they see a very attractive woman.
Yeah, what does happen, y'all? We
do you
don't
know what happens? Okay, all logic
you're a rush
and
of
reason. Listen, if you want to know, all logic and reason go out the door. Okay, all I'm saying is, you don't know. I mean, you feel like sometimes it feels painful when you go, my God, she's so beautiful.
Really?
I can just like, listen, it has to
I
be
feel
that,
that
way.
Like
wait,
food.
I have men telling me they get intimidated for when they see beautiful women.
So well, maybe so, but I mean, but why? Because they're so attracted to you that they feel she's out of my league or something.
Exactly.
And you probably are for most guys. You know, but this because I mean, I'm sure you're very choosy and everything. And,
selective,
you know,
you have discriminating. I have to be selective. I have to.
Right.
Yes.
Why? Because you get so many.
Because I don't want to invest my time with somebody I don't see a future with.
Right.
So sometimes you have to be selective, and it all depends on their lifestyle.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So, you need someone to be a good role model for your son, too.
Exactly. Yes.
You have to think about that.
Wow.
I feel that way about food, though, Sam, when I see it. I feel
really?
Like I can't control myself around good food.
Really?
Oh, I love to eat.
Boom.
That's why I have to work out.
We do know how y'all feel. Yeah, we know how y'all feel. If you're like the same, we look at women like you look at food, we're like, oh, we get that.
Okay, no, you don't get that. You don't get it. You don't know what it's like being a man. It's painful when you see a beautiful woman and you realize I can't have her or whatever. It's something like, no, I mean... Look, I remember times when I would see a beautiful woman and you feel like crying. You're like, look at this beauty, you know? It's like, God, I just want her.
Wow. Yeah.
But no, I'm telling you, so we can devote like a whole show to that. But I'm telling you.
My whole thing. That's
But let me tell you, and I'll give you something to think about. This explains why all the doors are open to you guys when you're beautiful and nice and everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what we've been talking about.
Yes,
and you both admitted that, you know?
I mean,
you
look, away with murder.
You look, your looks, your femininity, the way you present yourself, everything, open a lot of doors for you. Mm-hmm. This doesn't happen to men, you know? It doesn't happen conversely in the reverse. Yeah. So, and the reason is because that's what beauty does to men. So a man will do like anything for a beautiful woman. Anything.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Anything. I know.
Anything.
God, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So you guys can catch more of Kathleen tonight on Cameron's show, Sports and Life.
The 22nd.
Oh, not tonight?
Not tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought... I thought... I don't know. But at any rate... So, and they can catch
April,
you here.
April 22nd, my guest is Jay Silva, okay. The MMA boxer.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and somebody and, else. I don't know who it is. I try to bring two guests all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. And, so you can find Kathleen on social networks and stuff. Kathleen Valbuena, if you want a house, some property in San Diego area, please contact her. Carmel Valley or Carmel Valley, right?
My office Del Mar. Is in Carmel Valley. Yeah, Del Mar. It's right. Actually, the exit from 5 South is Del Mar Heights.
Okay,
yeah.
You see, so I know what I'm talking about.
I think you need to purchase a property in Del Mar.
I know. What is it? What is it
you
with my Del Mar?
You need an investment property in San Diego, Sam. You have a Del Mar fetish.
Maybe your next wife will be coming from Del Mar.
Oh, yeah.
If there is a next wife,
you know, I don't know. Anyway, Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. You're always a lot of fun. You're a friend of the station. You're always welcome back.
I always have fun when I come here.
Yes, you're welcome back anytime.
I turn down parties for camera shot all the time.
Really?
It's like, Kathleen, why are you choosing... I'm going to this gala, this party, but I would turn it down because I have guests.
Wow.
You know?
Very cool.
And that's how committed I am to this radio show. I love it. That's amazing. I love what I do.
Well, we love having you.
No, thank you.
Leah Pelka, thank you so much
for
joining me. You're always a lot of fun.
Thanks, babe.
And you're a friend of the station as well, of the show, and you're welcome back anytime, too.
I love being here. Thanks for having me.
And Kathleen, you should thank her, too, because if she didn't help me out this morning, we wouldn't have a live show today, and we would have had to reschedule.
Thank you. She's a sweetheart. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, so she helped. And, yeah, everybody's gorgeous. We're all gorgeous. Yeah. Everybody's beautiful.
We're all beautiful inside and out, right?
Exactly. Check out our pictures and everything. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you on Monday.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.